Welcome back to Holistic Pet Radio. I'm Amanda. I'm a business owner, a mom, and a pet parent just like you. You can check out my website, holisticpetradio.ca, where I have all the show notes for the podcast episodes, as well as other great content and information. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, all under the Holistic Pet Radio name. And be sure to search for our wellness group, Holistic Pet Parents, on Facebook. Without any further ado, let's jump into this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Training Bites Episode 3. I'm Hannah. I'm a dog trainer, an agility coach, and I love solving behavioral problems. I have a dog training company in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada called Free Spirit Dogs, and I also teach according to the One Mind Dogs method. One Mind Dogs is not only a training method, but it's really a lifestyle of getting to know your dog, building a relationship, and connecting with your dog on a deeper level, and then learning their language. And basically, that's how you learn to train and communicate with your dog and build that kind of relationship, working relationship that you want with your dog. Today's episode is going to be relatively short, but it's going to be on a topic that I feel is very important for your day-to-day routine with your dog. Today we're going to talk about release cues. What is a release cue? Why should you use it? And how to start implementing it? So let's jump right into it. What is a release cue? A release cue is just a dedicated word that you use to tell your dog that they can stop doing a behavior. So for example, my release cue is okay. So when I tell my dogs to sit, that means that they stay there until I say okay. Okay essentially replaces the need for saying stay, 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 and you instead teach your dog that they stay where you put them until you release them. So right now, while you're listening to this, I want you to pick a release cue if you don't already have one. Some common ones are okay, break, and free. Those are the easiest ones, at least in the English language that I know of. If your first language is something else, or your dog knows another language and you'd like to train in that, then absolutely pick whatever word integrates with your training best. Your release cue should be a relatively short word, easy to get out, and fairly different from other common cues that you give your dog. For example, you don't want to make your release cue something that also sounds like your cue for sit. This will help make it extremely clear for the dog what you're expecting, and they won't get it confused with other words. Remember, dogs don't naturally speak English or any human language. So any words that we want to teach them specific meanings for, we have to do exactly that. We have to teach them what our definition is for it. This week, I had the privilege of working with a family whose dog was just diagnosed with SARDS, which is Sudden Acquired Retinal Degeneration Syndrome. Basically, what that means is that this dog, he's only 2 years old, and he is losing his vision. Right now, I think he's probably operating with about 25% of his vision, and then, you know, eventually he will lose all of it. So I am helping this family with this transition to help their dog transition from a seeing life to a non-seeing life. And this is obviously a very extreme example, but because the dog will no longer be able to see and read body language and kind of assess situations that way, it is absolutely essential to have the required verbal cues clear and consistent among the family and taught to the dog in a way that they truly understand. So one of the big things that we talked about was release cues. Why should we have a release cue? Well, I have three main reasons for this. The first one is that it's more clear for the dog. So if you tell the dog, sit, and then stay, 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 and you keep saying stay until you want the dog to get up, and then when you want the dog to get up or you no longer need the dog to stay, you just stop saying stay. Now the dog is left wondering, okay, what now? What do I do now? Whereas if you implement a release cue and you teach a release cue, you tell the dog sit, you train the dog that they are to stay there until they hear the word okay. It is extremely clear for the dog what they're supposed to be doing when you say sit, how long they're supposed to stay for, and when they actually can get up. They're not left guessing at all, which is probably my favorite part about the release cue because I love for my training to be clear and consistent for the dog. The second reason for using a release cue is that it puts the onus on the dog. It puts the responsibility on the dog to stay in that stationary position that you put them in, whether it's a sit or a down or a stand, and you've asked them and of course trained them. We're going to talk about the training part just a little bit later. Once they understand that that means they stay there, it puts the responsibility on them. So you're not micromanaging that they stay. You're trusting that I asked you to sit, you know the rules of sit essentially, and you will stay there until I release you. It really, like, it's like empowering your dog. I trust you and I don't need to micromanage every second of your stationary position. The third and definitely not final, there are many benefits to having this, but my third reason for teaching a release cue is that it enables the practical use of stationary behaviors. So I'm going to expand on what that means a little bit. If you have to, like I said in the previous point, micromanage your dog's stay. So you put them in a sit, which I call a stationary behavior. That means that you're supposed to stay there until release. If I put you in a sit, I can then go and do something practical and then release you. So for example, if I am out with my dog, let's say I'm at the pet store with my dog, and now I am about to pay for whatever we're buying at the pet store. I can tell my dog, sit, I can do the transaction, I cannot have to worry that my dog's like pulling on the leash or anything like that. I know that my dog is just sitting there patiently waiting for the transaction to be done. But if you don't have that release cue and you tell your dog to sit, you can't trust that they're going to just stay there without you having to say stay the whole time that you're filling out, you know, your credit card information. So it's not really a practical. You can't use cues practically if you don't have that release cue, because then you have to micromanage the stay. I have had tons of places where I've put my dogs in a down, for example, and I just walk away and I have to go quickly do something, like throwing something in the trash or picking up something that I don't really want them to get into or something like that. There's so many uses for this, practical uses for this, to teach your dog to stay there until released. Once you teach it, you will thank yourself when you're out with your dog that you did teach it. So that is the what is a release cue and why to use a release cue. Now let's talk about how do you start to implement a release cue? How do we teach a release cue? So, important thing to remember about teaching a release cue is that it is exactly that. It is a cue. It is equally as important as sit or down. So the first thing that I'm going to suggest you do is start with this super simple exercise. You're going to get yourself some treats or some of your dog's daily food if they like to work for that. And then you're going to just remember to use a marker cue, like yes. Yes happens when your dog's bum hits the ground, for example. That just marks the action that you were wanting. So if I say sit, as my dog's bum hits the ground, I say yes. Yes is always followed by a treat in training. If you are familiar and comfortable with clicker training, you can also use a clicker. A clicker does the exact same thing. It just marks the moment when the behavior that you've asked for is performed, and it's followed by a reward so that the dog understands, like it basically pinpoints the action that you were asking from the dog so that it's more clear for them. I use a combination of clicker and verbal markers in my training. What I like about a verbal marker is that it can come with me anywhere and I don't necessarily always have a clicker on me. So I do encourage people to use both. I think it's definitely not a one or the other. I think it's good to get your dog familiar with both. That's another kind of another topic of why it's super important, but the SparkNotes version of why a marker cue is important is to communicate to your dog the moment they performed that behavior that you asked, so that, you know, dogs are doing lots of things at once. When you say sit, if you mark as the bum hits the ground, it makes it infinitely clear to the dog that that's what you were asking for. You were asking for the sit. It wasn't that, you know, they blinked when they sat, or they shuffled their front paws as they sat. It's actually the sitting of the bum, not anything that happened immediately before or anything immediately after. It's actually the act of the bum hitting the ground. So for this exercise, you're going to need treats or your daily food. a clicker or a marker cue that you've chosen to use. Like yes. Yes is a really easy one. That's my favorite. So now what you're going to do is with your handful of treats and you're ready with your marker cue or your clicker, you're going to ask your dog to sit. As the bum hits the ground, say yes or click and follow it by a treat. Then you're going to say okay, or whatever release word you have chosen. For this example, I'm just going to stick with mine, which is okay. And then you're going to wait for the dog to get up. You can move a little bit if it's taking a long time, but most dogs, if you just wait there after saying okay, will, you know, stand up. When they stand up or move from out of the sit position, you say yes or you click, and you also reward that. Remember, we are teaching a cue here. It's not just, okay, you can, you know, leave now. It is, okay, that means you get up from this stationary position. You stop being in that stationary position. So I'll walk you through that one more time. So you tell your dog, sit. You click or use yes when the dog's bum hits the ground. You follow it by a treat or two or three. I would suggest varying it up just so that your dog doesn't, you know, start to anticipate how many rewards they're getting. Sometimes they get one, sometimes they get three, sometimes they get five, sometimes they get two. It's all kind of up in the air, so that's going to help you teach a better state later on. But right now we're just working on the release cue. So after you've given them their treats, then you say, okay. And preferably you want to just stand still so that the dog isn't going off of your body language for this. But the first few times, if they just keep sitting there and staring at you, you can move a little bit to help them. So you say, okay. And when the dog gets up, you say yes, or you click, and you immediately follow that click or yes by a treat. So this way we are communicating to the dog, that is what we want. So that is how we go about teaching a release cue. And then basically what we do to start to make this more practical is when we ask for that sit, and by the way, you can do this with down or stand as well. When we ask for that sit, then we start to practice a little bit of a stay on it. You can, if you want, say stay once to your dog. I really recommend only saying it once, because if you're doing the whole stay, 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 and then okay, it kind of not necessarily defeats the purpose of having release cue, but it does put more of the onus on you micromanaging the dog that they have to stay, 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 stay until you say okay. What we want to do here is essentially empower the dog. We're trusting the dog and our training, of course, that when I say sit, you stay there. I actually incorporate, because my dogs don't understand English until you teach them, and your dogs don't either until you teach them the cues, I actually teach that sit just means stay. So I only say sit, and then I teach that means stay. So after you've done the exercise that I just talked about, what you can do to expand on that and make it a more practical behavior is you can start to teach a little bit of a stay on it. So you put your dog in a sit. As the bum hits the ground, you say yes, you follow it by a treat or two or three. And by the way, when I say or two or three, it's not like you're giving one or a handful of three. It would be like one and then followed by another and followed by another. That's what helps to put value in behaviors for your dog. If you just give them a handful, they're not necessarily sure what, how many treats they got. But if you do one after the other, then that puts value in the behavior. So kind of a side tangent, but an important one. So when your dog is in that sit behavior, then you just start walking away a little bit and coming back in and rewarding when the dog stays there. Walking away a bit, coming back in and rewarding when the dog stays there. I highly encourage you to just start with baby steps, like one step back in and reward the dog. One step to the side, back in and reward the dog. If the dog gets up, you can put them back where they're supposed to be and try again. Try again to step to the side, step back, reward your dog. Gradually increase the amount of steps that you're taking away from your dog and time that you are spending having your dog staying sitting there. And at the end of that, say, okay, wait for the dog to get up. As they do, say yes and reward. So I hope that this episode was clear for you. I know sometimes it's hard to describe training exercises, but I hope you can kind of put together a picture of that. I do want to do a video on this at some point. We will release that, but this should be enough to get you started incorporating a release cue. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments, or if you have requests of topics you'd like me to cover, the best way to reach me is through Instagram at Free Spirit Dogs. You can also find us on Facebook if you search that same thing at Free Spirit Dogs. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Holistic Pet Radio. You can find more information about what we do and the show notes for this episode over at holisticpetradio.ca. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. It really helps us to reach even more pet parents. And remember, each one of us can make a difference, but together we can make a change. Disclaimer. The contents of this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for professional veterinary advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your veterinarian with any questions you may have regarding the medical condition of your pet. Never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.